Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend, Bill Hubbert. Mr. Excitement, I prefer to call him. Bill William S. Hubbert is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and the Medical Privacy Rule and a number of other things that he's produced over the years. He's our human resources expert and an original member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you here and all the way from Chicagoland.
Yes.
What are you, about 20 miles west of Chicago?
I'm about 40 miles west.
40
I'm
miles west?
I'm in an area
all
called
right.
St. Charles. So it's, yeah. But the area just keeps marching westward, and what was once rolling farmlands is... It's a lot of subdivisions these days.
There's actually a sign when you travel that way, folks. There's actually a sign on the road, on the highway, that says Western Suburbs.
Yeah, there are those.
I mean, it's like a sign for a country, another country or something. Western Suburbs, you know, like Siberia or something.
Well, the folks from Chicago think that south of 95th Street is all country. And it's,
oh, yeah. They expect to see corn, don't they? Corn
yeah.
growing. That's pretty good, Bill. Okay, what's the topic today? Combined paid
time off.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a new approach that some firms are trying, and it seems to be catching on. And basically,
combined paid time off.
It takes not only the traditional vacation benefit, but throws in addition to that things like paid time or personal days. Or sick days, or in some cases even holidays.
Yeah.
And you kind of throw all these in together into one bigger bowl of soup, so to speak, and say, okay, folks, instead of 2 weeks of vacation after a year, we're going to give you 15 or 18 days of paid time off in the course of the year, and you use them however you want, but you recognize that it includes your vacation.
Ah.
It includes your sick days. It includes personal time off if you need that. And in some cases, they're even throwing holidays into the mix and saying this is all.
I like that idea. The reason I like that idea is because that's the way I like to think of taking time off. When I got vacations, you know, back when I was an employee, mm-hmm. when I actually got a vacation, I never liked taking a whole week off at one time, typically. I try to take it one or two or three days at a time.
Okay.
I've always liked to do that.
Well, this certainly encourages that type of a thing. One of the key approaches to it is that employers are concerned that, well, if we just give them sick days or we just give them this
yeah.
other type of benefit, well, if they need a day off, they're going to call in sick to take a day off.
Right.
And that creates an unscheduled, unplanned absence that can be more disruptive than a scheduled or planned absence.
And it's a game. It becomes a game then, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does, and it kind of causes the employee to have to lie to take a day off.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, the common joke is, well, I need a mental health day, so
yeah.
I'm gonna take a sick day. And the idea of the paid time off benefit is to be a little more upfront about, okay, this is what you get. This is we're not going to ask you why you're taking it off. Just
right.
give us advance notice, and we can deal with the scheduling issues more readily than if you
so. So any time you any day off that you want. Needs to be cleared and approved.
Yes.
Preferably at least a week's notice or more, but if it's not a week's notice, it needs to be approved. And of course, if it is because you're sick, then we'll just deal with that when it happens.
Yeah, yeah. And certainly the intent is to minimize or reduce those unscheduled absences that are more disruptive when all of a sudden you've got work scheduled and one of your people doesn't show or two people don't show, and now you're juggling to try to get the work covered to take care of the customer.
Bill, I remember, and you know that you've seen this too. I remember, I don't know if it's still something that's out there anymore, but I remember not all that long ago, people who would retire 2 or 3 years early based on their accumulated sick pay and vacation time. Over a period of 30 years, they've accumulated 2 or 3 years of time, and they didn't retire, but they quit working. They got paid 2 or 3 more years.
Yes, I've seen that.
Too. Unbelievable.
And we don't see quite as much of some of those activities as we did some St. Bad.
That was back in the patriarchal defined benefits era, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. When we didn't have to go out and bid our benefit plans every year, and things seemed a little more on an even keel. But so this is one of the issues that firms are doing, and they feel that it helps to control absences. And it helps to give a better planning. It gives better flexibility for the employee as well, so that they don't have to justify, well, what's the particular reason? The key issue is to schedule it in advance, and as long as we can accommodate it, then it is still subject to an approval issue.
You know, I can see where this would be good on a couple of other levels. If this would incent employees not to take a week or two off at a time or something, or a week off 2 different times a year, whatever. If this would incent them to break it up, I could see where it would be good for the employees and good for the employers, both sides, because, you know, we can do without people 1 or 2 days more than we can do without them for a whole week.
Yeah, that's true.
And how many times do people you run into people at work and they literally are living for their week off, their vacation that they've got scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not saying that you shouldn't plan the week to Hollywood to Disney World or the beach or skiing. I'm not saying you shouldn't take those things. You know, a lot of people do. I'm just saying that a lot of people take a week off and just stay home.
That's true.
Because it has been traditional that we take a week off at a time for a vacation.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
And this is what you're talking about is a way to break that tradition.
Well, it certainly provides that opportunity. You could take a week at a time, or you can take a day here and a day there, and it does provide greater flexibility for the employee, and it just makes, for the most part, the material that I've researched and putting this together. Typically identified that employees like it, employers that have implemented it don't go back to the other method. They seem to like the approach as well, and it does seem to be growing in terms of its use and its interest by employers.
You know, Bill, you've been in the military as I have been. I remember when I was in the military, civilians who supported the military were government workers, GSAs, and they actually would measure their comp time or their vacation time in 15-minute increments. Incredible. Stand by, Bill Hubbard. Quick break, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Bit of Chicago for you.
I'm so happy.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We are rocking and rolling with Bill Hubbard, Mr. Excitement. That's what I call him, William S. Hubbard. Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbart.com, and that's HUBBART.
And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find a link back to the Small Business Advocate. You see a number of books that I've published that deal with medical privacy issues, personnel policy issues, workplace privacy issues, performance appraisal, performance management kinds of issues, as well as consulting services that I provide. And some of the articles that I have on my site are also appearing on the SBA archives as well. And a lot of the topics that we discuss are actually based on a column that I do in the local newspaper.
Right.
And so we kind of multiply the effect of that advice and that information.
I hope you'll use that to your advantage, folks. And if you get a chance, I hope you'll check out Bill's books. And also, if you need a human resources expert that you can rent, if you'd like somebody you can rent, Bill will be glad to work with you. I know, Bill, you work with a lot of folks virtually. You don't have to be right in front of them. And so, folks, Bill will help you with that. And, of course, if it gets beyond a simple question, then that's how he makes a living. So remember that. Bill, what else we need to know about combined paid time off?
Well, it's a growing practice, kind of looking at some of the survey source data that gives an indication of it. In the year 2000, one report, Mercer Company identified that about 30% of firms were doing it, but by the year 2004, that number had grown up to 42%. And then another survey conducted last year by the Commerce Clearinghouse Organization identified as many as 67% of firms were using or considering paid time off as an approach. So it's an activity that's growing. We see it more predominantly in the healthcare industry, where there's 24/7 kind of work scheduling issues that they're concerned about. From my own personal experience, I have not seen it as much in the smaller firms. A lot of my work is with smaller, growing, privately held firms, and I haven't seen it as much there.
But it makes more sense there than it would for big companies, Bill.
It certainly gives an added flexibility element, so it's an element to consider.
Well, here's the reason I say that. One of the things that small businesses grapple with are benefits. You know, we want to be able to provide more benefits. We can't always afford it. We want to look like a big company. We can't always make that happen. Big companies can afford to give their employees sick leave or whatever, and they seem to, you know, they have enough people to cover, and it's one of the ways that they add value to the relationship. And I get that. But small business owners, you typically don't see sick days, paid sick days in small businesses. But this is a way for small businesses to identify the paid time off and lump sick days in there, so it I think it sounds better, and I think it works better.
It's a way to address things like sick days, personal days, maybe even funeral leave days.
Right.
These kinds of miscellaneous kinds of absences that pop up from time to time, and it's a positive approach to give to the employees. So rather than saying, well, you have to work for a year to get 2 weeks vacation, well, the alternative is we provide a paid time off benefit, and you can have up to, say, 12 or 15 days, but it's used for all of these different purposes, and then it's just a matter of scheduling it. And if you use a lot of sick time, then you're not going to have as much vacation time. There is kind of a trade-off there, but it gives a greater flexibility for the employee.
So maybe a person, what every company always worries about is people, as we said earlier, take a sick day when maybe they're not sick.
Yeah.
But if an employee qualifies for 2 weeks vacation, let's say, so that's 10 days, and you say, okay, in the future, in addition to the national holidays, you're going to get 12 days off. So you throw in a couple of extra ones. And then you say, so you can, and so that way it doesn't look like you're just rejiggering what you already gave them.
Yes.
Maybe you give them a couple of extra days and say, okay, this is for sick, this, that, you can use that however you want to, but that includes sick days, that includes funerals, whatever. We're not going to ask you, if you give us notice, et cetera, then that's what you get.
Good way to do it.
And it makes your small business look a lot more sophisticated, and it adds value, I think, and appeal to your benefits package.
Generally, the ones that are going to resist this are the ones that are the sick leave abusers.
Yeah.
Because they want not only their 2 weeks vacation, but they're going to milk you for every sick day that they think they can get away with. So
right.
These are the ones that are going to be upset about this type of plan. But they're typically very significantly the minority of your group, and these are oftentimes the ones that really you want to get rid of anyway.
We need to lose those guys anyway, don't we?
Yeah. So that's typically the problem group that would be concerned about it, but the majority of your employees are going to look at this and typically see it as a positive element, a positive benefit, and welcome it.
So why? But this is kind of common sense, Bill. Why do you think it's not catching on more?
Well, it is growing as I'm looking at the data here, and more firms are looking at it. And I think part of it is just kind of there's a change or a transition element of, well, we've always done it the whole vacation way,
yeah.
And whether or not we're adapting the new thing. The other element that I think is kind of slowing the growth of it is, as you've indicated, of smaller firms, and from my experience, half of them don't offer sick days, so they're going to be a little concerned about broadening the benefit.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, Bill, give us your website again, please.
www.hubbert.com.
Thank you.
Be happy to answer a quick question.
Thank you, Bill, for that. Thank you for being here. Thanks for everything you do for us, and we'll see you next time. quick break. Right back with Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.